You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. God bless you. Thank you for taking 15 minutes out of your day to join me. Hope your day is off to a great start. Here to make it all that much better as we're getting into the Word of God today to supercharge you. Lord God, I pray right now for all of these listeners, everyone who is tuned in today because they want to hear a word from you. God, I pray they won't be disappointed. Use this message today to speak to the hearts of everyone that's taken the time to tune in today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're in the middle of a look here of a sermon I preached 2 weeks ago at Island Community Church. The sermon's entitled, Take Heed That No Man Deceive You. That's the Lord's answer to the question asked him by the disciples, what will be the sign of your coming in the end of the age? He started off by that statement, take heed that no one deceive you. Now here in this sermon, we're looking at deception. We're going into the past. We've looked at Eve. We're going to look at here today, Solomon. We're going to look at, see how Solomon was deceived. We're also going to look and see how you and I are deceived. As you read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33, Paul says, do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good morals. We're going to look at that. And then here coming up at the end of this week, we're going to look at what one event is going to take place to deceive over 2 billion with a B. Think about it. 2 billion people. 2 billion people are going to be deceived by one single event that's going to happen, I believe, in your lifetime. Please stay tuned for that and to this program. To hear more or to hear these others or to hear that whole sermon altogether, please go to either on Facebook, WGOD Radio, or go to WGODOnTheAir.net. And click on the link there that has a prior broadcast. You'll see them all on there. You don't want to miss this message here. See that you're not deceived. It's the Lord's number one warning to you and I today. Remember, he also says, for false Christs and false prophets will arise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. Now let's get into the Word of God here today. Take heed that no man deceive you.
Oh, by the way, do you know why smarts isn't good enough? Because smarts is weaker than flesh. I don't care how smart you are. Smarts is weaker than flesh. 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 1. Now Solomon loved many foreign women, as well as the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Sidonians, Hittites, from the nations of whom the Lord had said to the children of Israel, you shall not intermarry with them, nor they with you. Surely they will turn away your hearts after their gods. Now Solomon clung to these in love. He had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 porcupines. 300 concubines. And his wives turned away his heart. For it was so, when Solomon was old, his wives turned his heart after other gods, and his heart was not loyal to the Lord his God, as was the heart of his father David. For Solomon went after, notice the progression of sin and deception. Notice this guy is just rolling downhill fast. You see, he married someone that wasn't a believer, and it all started there. 2 Corinthians 6:14. Do not be unequally yoked together with an unbeliever. For what fellowship has light with darkness? Verse 7. Then Solomon built a high place for Chemosh, the abomination of Moab. Now this is the equivalent of Billy Graham on his place in North Carolina building a satanic temple on his property. That's the equivalent of what this is. Billy Graham, much beloved, everyone loves him pretty much. Him building a satanic temple there on the grounds of the Billy Graham Library. That's the equivalent of what's happened to Solomon here. He built a high place for Chemosh, the abomination of Moab, on the hill that's east of Jerusalem, and for Molech. Molech is the one that they sacrificed children to in the fire. Solomon built a temple for this evil. And he did likewise for all of his foreign wives who burned incense and sacrificed to their gods. So, this is verse 9, 1 Kings 11:9. So the Lord became angry with Solomon because his heart was turned from the Lord God of Israel, who had appeared to him twice. Can you imagine that? Would you do that? I mean, if God appeared to you twice and said, I love you, I want to use you to help make a difference in this world, would you next Thursday go on down to the satanic lodge? Smarts is weaker than flesh. So the Lord became angry with Solomon because his heart had turned away from the Lord God of Israel, who had appeared to him twice, and he had commanded him concerning this thing that he should not go after other gods. And he did not keep what the Lord had commanded. Therefore, the Lord said to Solomon, because you have done this thing and have not kept my covenant and my statutes, which I have commanded you, I will surely tear the kingdom away from you and give it to your servant. My point is this. If this can happen to the wisest man who ever lived, do you think this could happen to you? Or are you smarter than Solomon? Do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. This is what he meant by that. Makes me think of 2 Corinthians 6:17. I read it before. Do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. Bad company can take you out. And if you notice, it happens without fanfare. But it's quiet. And after the smoke is cleared, it dawns on you, same as Judas, that you've been removed from the race and you've been taken out of the game. And this can happen to you by anyone who does not esteem God's values. I mean, I'm thinking here, this couple here is going to get married here next week. I mean, imagine if one of them was an unbeliever and then saying, well, honey, I'm going to put God first ahead of you. Say that to an unbeliever and see what happens. This was the first thing I ever said to my wife when I met her. I said, could you ever marry a minister? The first words I ever said to her. So it was going to be known right out front, prior to doing or going anywhere further, would be for her to know that God's first in my life. Being unequally yoked together with an unbeliever. How about you, Sharon? Does he know that about you? Does he know that you love Jesus Christ more than him and he's not first in your life? How about you? Can you say the same thing about her? Also, this means partnering together in business with an unbeliever. Don't do this. This will deceive you. Being partnered together with an unbeliever. Can you imagine that, Eric? You own a business. Imagine if God told you to give your truck away to somebody. And if you were partnered together with an unbeliever. Or He told you to give $10,000 to the Pastor Paul's New Car Foundation. And you were partnered together with an unbeliever. And if you don't do what God says, then I don't know if God's going to tell you to do more things, would He? I mean, if you're disobedient to what God tells you to do, He might not give you a whole lot of other... Well, God's not going to say, well, since you're not going to do that, I know, I'll have you do this. He's not going to do that. You know, He's real patient. I've said it before. You know, if someone said to the Lord, Lord, I want $1 million. And God said, okay, wait a minute. He does not see time as we do, right? Okay, who's next? Who else is deceived? Eve, Judas, Solomon, our friends, us. How about us? Again, how are we deceived? Well, first off, same way as Solomon, by being joined together, unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Also, you and I are deceived by partnering up with the world. This world will deceive you big time. John said, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Let me encourage you not to love the world. This is a no good, crooked world. Now that Satan's corrupted it, don't partner up with this world. All that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Ever seen anyone afflicted with the pride of life before? Ever heard the saying, I'm a self-made man? Ever hear that before? You're not a self-made man. God holds your breath in the palms of His hands. God created you. This world will deceive you into thinking that something is something. If you think you're a self-made man, you are deceived. Worldliness deceives us. Look at what happens to the church. Look at pastors upon learning their children are gay. They're deceived into thinking that sin is not sin when it relates to their children. And they swallow the bait, hook, line, and sinker. Then they want the church to believe like they believe. Then they want to change the ordinances of the church. They want to change the constitution of the church. And then they want the whole denomination to change. All because they discovered their child's a sinner. Worldliness deceives you. Whereas God stays the same. His truth never changes. See, this is what happened. This is the truth of God. It stays right here. We keep going down and down and down and further away from the truth. And what happens is the truth is way up here and people shake an angry fist at God because He won't budge. Who else deceives us? Doctors deceive us. Am I right, Glenda? See, she agrees with that one. The medical profession deceives us. Why is it that people with health insurance have cancer and people without it don't?
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with Him daily and is tuned in to His frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.com. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.